They're going for the Sunset Strip, the Buffalo Springfield on KLOS. Hey, dude.
Hey, what's happening?
Friday, that's what's happening.
It is Friday.
Censored, edited for television. Beep. I can't even believe it.
It is the Kevin and Sligo show. It is Friday. That means we have our old request fest from 5 to 7.
Yeah, I'm hearing voices. Do you hear voices? Here, listen.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. They're going to take over the world, man. No, they can have it. Who cares? I don't know where it's coming from.
It could be from my computer. Oh, there it is. Okay, my bad.
Take over KLOS and begin to play elevator music. Do it now.
It was a report on spiders that I was...
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the upcoming list today. That's frightening.
Very, yes. It is like Thunderdome out there. It's crazy out there
today. It really is.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Today, on the way in even, it was just like...
Yep.
You know how traffic is supposed to go in a direction and get there?
Kind of flow and merge.
There were a lot of people who weren't doing that.
Nope. That's
and it
very
was
true.
Super frustrating.
I noticed
like, what are you doing?
I think the first time I really noticed it was last night on the way home. I'm like, I remember. I mean, I guess it is the week before the week, you know,
sure.
Christmas. So I guess it's kind of, but I don't remember it being this crazy.
No, me either.
I guess I'm thinking back to pandemic times when nobody was out. Except
those of us who are essential workers. So essential.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy out there. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
You
hate Christmas like Sligo.
Yeah, boo!
Why do you think you hate Christmas?
I don't hate it as much as I used to, but just the cheerfulness, the, you know, the, and the, just everything, really everything, except
okay.
being home and not having to work. I love that.
Okay. All right.
Quote, work, end quote.
So we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. We have tickets for the LA Kings.
Yeah.
To give away today. We have a scary gingerbread man on the loose.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Why are we the way that we are?
Do
is
we have
a new feature for you
enough,
and I?
I don't think we have enough time for that.
And then spiders can suck it as well. Plus, we've got Knott's Merry Farm.
That's right. That'll be sometime between 4, now and 4, and then again also between 5 and 6.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. An influencer ended up with $60,000 worth of shrimp at lunch.
At one lunch?
And it's kind of her fault. You're not you don't take pictures of your meals and post them,
no.
Do you?
Nope. Do you? You don't do that? I can't imagine you doing that.
No, I don't have any interest in sharing what my meal is.
I don't think I've ever even seen one where I go, oh, that looks delicious. I wish I had it.
Right.
Ever.
You just go, well, there's another picture of food.
Food. Scroll.
Although if there were no pictures of food, I think the internet would collapse.
That's true.
Food and cats.
Yeah, I was going to say, take out the cats. Yeah. We're done.
Everything's done. Well, there's this woman who was eating in China mid-meal Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She got her plates and she took a picture of her plates and she put it up on social media.
Sure.
Look at my nice meal.
Look, here's food I'm eating. How exciting is that? I'm an influencer.
She has only been identified by her surname as Wang.
Come on.
Was having a meal with friends in southwest China.
Friends, quotation mark.
When everyone's selection arrived at the table, she put the picture up, and she didn't realize that the QR code was also listed there.
Oh, so you could see it in the picture, so you could easily click on it and go, oh.
And order food to her table.
Yes! Yeah.
This is why I titled this, Why Are We the Way That We Are? Because that made me so happy.
And me instantly, as soon as you said it.
I wish I had been a part of it.
Oh, me too. I would have so ordered.
They used the QR code to add a ridiculous amount of food to her order. She was absolutely shocked to learn that her meal soon included 1,850 orders of duck blood. I don't know what that is. Sounds bad. 2,580 orders of squid and 9,990 orders of shrimp paste.
And there's nobody in the kitchen going, this seems a little odd.
They did. They came out to her and they were like, hey,
what are you doing?
Your bill's at about $60,000. $60,400?
Yes.
Is this what you're intending? And she said, no, that's not.
Excuse
none of that's mine.
Me?
So they were nice enough to at least take it off the bill.
All right. But still, she had a moment there.
She had a moment there where she had a tremendous amount of food and a $60,000 bill for a meal.
See, folks, this is why you go a little slower. Like, I would have ordered some really bizarre stuff and sent it to the table. And she might have been like, oh, the kitchen is sending me. I'm an influencer.
Right. They're,
you know what I mean? Here's some raw squid for you. You know what I mean? And then just kind of ramp it up.
You're
as she
leveling
doesn't.
It up, though. I mean, these people are honestly, clearly...
out to wreck everything.
New.
Yeah.
They're newbies.
So what is... So you're asking basically why are we both
why
amused
does that,
that
make us both so happy? It really overwhelmed me with joy. I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
Well, why
of
would...
Of course it's not, but...
Anyone ever call, like, the French president and pretend to be a... Why? Why
I don't
is
know
that
what you're
funny?
Talking about? A gingerbread man tries to walk into stranger's house in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, the acid's kicking in.
This is a crazy story. Imagine sitting down for dinner with your family, ugh, and you get a ring notification that there's someone at the front.
Bing bong.
So you look at your phone, and it's not a delivery person. It's not a neighbor. It's a dude in a gingerbread man costume.
And you're like, wow, I don't remember dropping this much.
Right.
Acid. Why is
what
there
am
a gingerbread
I on?
Man? Yeah.
So, guys, imagine sitting down to dinner with your family. Your Ring app notifications go off, but it's not a delivery driver.
It's just like you. It's
just like I said
it. It's when you were female back in the day.
Right?
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not a neighbor. Nope. It is the gingerbread man. Yes, this guy right here hanging out outside of your home.
We have a big picture window that faces North George Mason. And all of a sudden, I heard my dogs going crazy, barking out the window. And I went to look, and there was a giant blow-up gingerbread man costume.
What?
How bizarre is that?
What?
Just a giant gingerbread man.
Costume.
Costume. There was a man in it wearing shoes.
Okay.
But
he was huge.
But it was
taller than normal.
Yeah, it was an inflatable.
Right.
Costume.
Okay. Oh, no wonder the dog
just
was going
standing
bananas.
There. The first one with this report, the first one, he's not doing, he's not knocking on the door.
Forget it.
Just standing there looking
nope.
at you.
Yeah.
Out on the sidewalk.
Lindsay Churchill says she didn't know what to make of it.
We kind of locked eyes and the gingerbread man went on his way.
How many Wait, people can say they locked eyes with the gingerbread
giant,
man?
Yeah. Standing there just doing nothing, staring at you.
What?
Very few.
He looked in my soul.
So weird.
But less than an hour later, he showed up outside another home along what? George Mason Drive in Arlington.
My wife said, hey, listen, there's this guy. He didn't ring the doorbell. He's just standing there. He's in this gingerbread man costume. I'm like, gingerbread man, what?
This man, who asked us not to disclose his identity, says they didn't know what to do. So they just watched.
Also, we noticed like the door was trying to be pushed. We looked at the camera. I'm looking at this guy in the costume.
He felt like he needed to report it to someone.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's trying to push the door open
yeah,
now.
That's a little scary.
That's the next step. First, right. he's testing. His gingerbread limits at the first house.
So we called the non-emergency police line.
No, you call 911. That would be like, all right, there's a giant gingerbread man.
I agree with you, but you would sound like a crazy
who
person.
Who cares? That's all they hear. It's not like they
that's
go,
true.
Wait a minute, this is a strange call. Huh.
I just told them, listen, I just want to report this. This is not an emergency, but some guy came with a gingerbread man costume. And they're like, a gingerbread man? I'm like, yes, a gingerbread man costume. I have the video.
Several neighbors told WUSA 9 they saw the gingerbread man along George Mason Drive throughout the evening on Wednesday.
He's the gingerbread man.
And while he certainly didn't run, he also wasn't caught. And it's left Whoa. These neighbors feeling a bit unnerved.
It is kind of like a horror movie, but...
100%.
I love it.
Absolutely.
It's a total horror movie.
I hope he was filming all of it.
You look out front and you see a gingerbread man.
You're really asking
there.
For trouble, though, man. You ring the wrong dong, scare
yeah,
the wrong
no
doorbell.
Kidding.
In this day and age. I wonder if a gingerbread can stand up to a large bullet.
In this costume, this whole ordeal, what was the goal? Is it to... just to see if we're home, or was it to actually enter the house? That's the
it
stuff that, you know, we're not...
to deliver you a delicious treat. You should have bitten him.
He's not going to try and enter the house, because if he's going to try and enter the house, you do it without the costume.
Yeah,
right?
I generally do. And I mean, yes,
it
I would think so.
It seems like the gingerbread yeah. man blow-up costume would be too difficult to get into a house with.
Sure, but... it's a good thing we had our door locked.
It was not holly jolly.
It certainly was not. Tonight I checked in with Arlington County Police. They told me they got a report that he tried to open the door of a different home than this one you see right here when he was confronted by a witness. He reportedly told them he was looking for a friend's house.
For a friend's house. I can't see out of this costume.
So I've been wondering for 2 weeks.
I'm looking for Joe.
Help
me. Joe. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Not a big fan of spiders.
What? What's this? I thought you had a whole aquarium full.
I don't love spiders.
What?
They don't love me.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of people that were afraid of them, and then I got bit by a brown recluse, and that was about a six-month deal that ended with a skin graft.
Yeah, it still looks like a target on the back of your neck. It's kind of weird. It's like people want to aim arrows at it all the time.
And now I see this. The giant 8-inch spider from China. I forget the name of it, but it says in this report, apparently is invading the United States.
Come on. We don't need any Chinese spiders.
It's black and yellow.
We don't need any spiders.
It's the size of your hand, and it's seen, quote, parachuting through the air.
Parachuting?
Yes. And I think it's with its web.
Oh,
I think it uses its web to parachute.
That's what scientists call fun.
Now, I'm going to need you to stop this report every few seconds so that I can add the appropriate music that's needed.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Giant 8-inch spiders from China are set to invade the U.S. A venomous spider species native to Asia whose palm-sized females cannibalize their male mates are...
I'm sorry. They're palm-sized, and they cannibalize males.
Mmm, delicious.
Are flying up America's east coast and spreading out west.
Oh, good. Oh, west. Well,
that's not a good one. Hang on. There we go. As well.
Suddenly it was the Lawrence Welk show for a second there.
Experts say the Joro spider can fly 50 to 100 miles at a stretch.
What?
I'm sorry, did she say 50 to 100 miles at a stretch?
Yes. Yes, she did. It seems a little far.
That's crazy. It can travel 100 miles?
In 3D. I'm sorry, this music is reminding me of 3D black and white movies.
It is, yeah, that's true.
But yeah.
It's the necessary music.
It is. 100%.
All right.
Using their webbing as a parasail to glide.
Using their webbing as a parasail. Up.
She's so calm about it.
You're right. That's my point.
Maybe she was bitten by it.
We need to scare people with this. This is outrageous.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have any more?
No, she got
it. All right, that's it.
Ah.
A recent poll suggests at least 10% of people in the United States dislike Christmas.
Yes.
That's my man Sluggo right
there's
there.
No way back in the 60s that would have been a case. It would have been like 0.0005%.
10% seems high. 1 out of 10?
Good for all y'all.
Hates Christmas.
I'm betting that Peanuts nailed it early. Charles Schwartz. But he was like, because of the commercialization, you know, it's like everything's so in your face.
Is that what you hate about it?
Yeah, and it starts in June, and, you know, you just have to be cheerful.
Let me be your
parties.
Psychiatrist for just a second.
Okay, yes, please, yes.
Did you enjoy Christmas when you were a kid?
Loved it.
You did?
Yeah, not necessarily because it was Christmas, but getting away from school for a couple of weeks.
Okay, so it was just getting time off of whatever.
Yeah, that was mainly the main thing, which has not changed.
That's you in a nutshell.
It's Friday! Woo!
That's you all the time.
Yep.
So it was just you had time off from school.
That was the main thing that I liked about Christmas.
But you didn't like the gifts or the family part of it? Because my theory, my working theory, is that if you didn't like Christmas as a kid, you grow up into an adult that doesn't like Christmas.
It wasn't too long before we had to go to, you know, other people's houses and there were family members I could do without or, you know, whatever. It was just kind of miserable.
So you just always sort of disliked it.
Yeah.
Other than getting the time off, you sort of disliked Christmas.
I didn't care for it. Yeah.
All right.
What about you? Have you always liked Christmas?
I've always liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. And I just, you know, all of those things that you're bringing up as negatives are clearly negatives.
Right.
Traveling sucks.
Right.
Malls suck.
Family
shopping,
members
people,
that you have
some
to.
Family members.
Yeah.
You know, all of those are real.
As an adult,
I love it.
Found that I like to give presents to people, though. You know, and I couldn't, as a kid, I mean, I couldn't afford it. And when in my early teens, 20s, whatever, I didn't have the money. But now, as an adult, to be able to figure out what it is that they would like, I love doing that.
You do?
Yeah, that's fun. So that kind of makes Christmas
a
little better.
Wow, that's a little different than... That means you hate the commercialization.
Yeah.
But you don't hate Christmas itself.
I don't hate it itself.
And
no.
Sluggo's heart grew one size that day.
Now I'm back to hating it. Crap like that. Blah. You know what? Nobody's getting anything this year.
If you are on Sluggo's side, we did this last year. I'm fascinated by you. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, you 10%ers.
You do not like Christmas.
Down with Christmas.
818-955-KLOS.
Except for the time off.
One of us loves Christmas, one of us hates it. And we're taking calls from those of you that hate it as well. You
like me,
it?
Woo!
Yeah, I can't stand Christmas.
Woo! What's your least favorite thing about it?
The deadline. Having to get stuff done. It's the busiest time of year. Everywhere is crowded. You can't drive anywhere. You have to ship stuff by a certain date to get shipped somewhere. And it reminds me of how family might have moved away and I can't be with them when I have time off.
You are my brother.
Wow.
I am with you on all of them.
You and Slugger are going to go have a drink on Christmas Day.
good idea.
Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I do not like Christmas whatsoever.
Good for you.
Why not?
Well, because usually you guys are off. And decorating trees and everything else. We have to listen to the best of the Kevin and Slugger.
You mean the worst of the Kevin and show. Kevin and whoever it is.
It's your name.
Yeah, who knows?
Home run.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I didn't care much for Christmas. Now, if it was the 4th of July, I was a kid in the toy factory. That was my favorite.
Right.
Sure, blowing stuff up rules.
Of course.
You know, if you can combine those two and blow up Santa Clauses or gingerbread men, yeah, right? Then we're good. Thank you, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you hate Christmas?
I don't like Christmas at all.
Every single call.
Main reason. Well, we're asking for them to call.
That's true.
What's the main reason?
People are ungrateful for the gifts they get.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
You're right. That's
another
one.
That can be very true.
Yeah. You really could put a lot of time and effort into it and money, and they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about that, about being grateful is the pressure that gets put on you when other people are great gift givers.
Oh yes.
My former partner Bean,
yes,
contrary to all evidence, was a great gift giver.
Really?
And you knew you had to step up your game because he was gonna really give you something you love.
You know what I do when that happens?
Pressure.
That kind of person? I forfeit. I'm just like, oh, whatever, I suck, and
all right,
you'll just give me what you're going to give me, and I'll
lose.
Like, wow, yeah. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You hate Christmas. Talking about people like Sluggo who hate Christmas.
Down with Christmas.
Taking
down
phone with calls. Christmas. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's our Grinch line.
It's a good thing you won't believe it. I'm wearing a Grinch shirt today.
Yeah.
I'm working, and I'm wearing my Grinch shirt.
Right on.
Why do you hate Christmas?
Well, I'm actually calling. I don't like it that much myself, but I'm actually calling on behalf of my daughter because that last comment you made got me. I had to call you when you said people hate it except for the time off. My daughter has to work all 4 Christmas, New Year's, and the Eve.
Oh, wow, that sucks.
Ooh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It does. I know. Boo.
Yeah.
She's not thrilled about Christmas this year because of it.
Well, yeah, you know, no, that's what happened. I mean, that was one of the reasons I loved it as a kid, is you'd get off school for a couple of weeks. But then when I started this radio thing, you have to be here at Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They always said, you know what? You've been at radio for a long time, though. They'll have someone else come in and do it for you.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Nope. That's ancient history.
I'll be listening out for you on Christmas Eve.
All right.
No.
Sure.
No. Yeah. We'll be here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to be on Memrix. That's
we'll
for
here.
Sure.
Thank
we
you.
Won't be holograms. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Hello, KLOS.
I hate Christmas.
You hate it. How come?
Well, I used to work for a major delivery company.
Sure.
And it really destroyed your Christmas.
No, I'm sure it does. What time of the year do you like the best, or did you as a result?
Summer's fine, you know.
I mean, as a kid, I always liked summer, too, because the whole 3 months.
Sure.
I mean, we used to get off in late May, and we didn't go back until after Labor Day in September.
That was the best thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
The last day of school would drive you crazy.
Oh, I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yep.
But now it's like, I mean, these kids don't get 3 full months anymore.
Nope.
That kind of sucks.
They get like a 4-day summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's not enough.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. I had something you guys should look at. It's the 12 Pains of Christmas.
The 12 Pains?
Yeah, it's a like a mockery of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Right, and it's all the things that are wrong with it?
Yeah, it's the things that everybody hates about Christmas.
That's awesome. That's funny. On the 12th day of Christmas, everything sucked and I couldn't stand it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, actually a song. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a mockery of the 12 days of Christmas. You
gotcha.
Guys would enjoy it, I think.
Perfect. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling, dude. We will.
KLOS, hello.
I can't stand Christmas because of what they've done to it. And they're buying a toy for somebody's second niece
his stepchild that you want to just strangle because he's a terror.
Right.
I got you.
No, that I really got. Yeah. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You, like Sluggo, hate Christmas. Am I supposed to tell him to call now?
Yeah, do it now. Why not?
The LA Kings are playing the Calgary Flames on Saturday, December 23rd. If you'd like four tickets to see them, call right now. 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. We'll do a little hockey slang, and we'll get you into the game.
Good luck. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diego calling for the Kings ticket.
Hey there, you're caller 25.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Well done. You want to do some hockey slang?
Let's do it.
What is an odd man rush?
Odd man rush. Got me.
What if Geddy Lee were on the phone? I bet he could get
some. See, because he's Rush. See what you did?
Sorry, man. Nice try, question mark.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You want to do a little hockey slang?
Yeah, of course.
All right. What is it in the NHL? An odd man rush. What is that?
When there's more offensive players than defense.
That's correct. Well done.
Is this Geddy Lee?
Stop it. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Calgary Flames. The game is Saturday, the 23rd of December, a week from tomorrow, at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets, but you won them for free. Way to go.
Sweet.
Friday.
What is it?
Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
HD1 Los Angeles.
Kind of excited about it.
Really? I can't tell. There's four things going on at the same time.
Yeah. Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
I mean, we're heading into the long weekend.
Yes, we are.
Screwing off and drinking too much and smoking. Ah, it's going to be nice.
It is our all request fest. Every song we play will be by request. 818-955-KLOS.
You can hit us up as well and let us know what we should play. That's got to be loud. It has to be loud.
Correct.
But it doesn't have to be something we always play.
We don't want anything sad.
No.
We're in a party mood.
It could be something, you know, that might be on
Kiss
in the 1970s, and that'd be fine. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, Sluggo.
Hey, man.
Friday, guys.
Hello.
Right back at you.
Thanks. So, if it's all requests, are we really going to hear Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al?
Well, we have to have it in our library. Let us check.
Hey, look what I found.
Yeah, you guys rock. Thanks. Happy Friday. Bye.
Thank you, bud.
I do not believe we've ever played that Weird Al song on the radio.
I mean, it needed to be played.
Someone requested it. That's what we do.
He challenged us.
And Kevin, are you ready to get up and scream a little? Be a little more like my sound usually is? Because you're going to like this.
Sure. What are we playing?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin enjoys some Ratum.
Yes, he does.
Happy to do it for you on KLOS! So, it's the All Request Fest. I believe you have someone you would like to hear?
Yeah, how about Wolfgang Van Halen?
He's one of the few people that can, almost everything he's recorded so far, I love.
Yeah.
Mammoth, WVH.
That's very few artists are like that.
It really is.
Where they don't do a song that you dislike.
Yeah, and have to skip past.
Yep.
Well done, dude.
KLOS, hello, it's our All Request Fest.
All right, how about some Y&T Forever?
Nice one. Who's this?
This is John Shields in Anaheim.
Anaheim.
It's our precious little All Request Fest. You have a request for us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, All Request Fest, what do you got under your belt? Wait, that's the wrong question.
Yes, it is.
What do you want to hear?
It's from Saga, On the Loose. Yeah.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
Here you go, man. Thanks for calling or whatever. 55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in our All Request Fest.
We've got about another hour or so.
That is correct.
Before
yes.
they drag us out of here. So give us a call if you have something you want to hear tonight. Kick off your weekend.
Or on social media, it's at Kevin and Sluggo.
818-955-KLOS.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I want to hear some Danny Elfman.
Which song?
Dead Man's Party.
All right, I have to add that as a third to my favorite Christmas songs. Tom Petty is good.
You can have three favorites.
No, really?
No.
So which one do I have to knock out? Father Christmas, the Kinks, or the Pogues, Fairy Tale? I'm sorry, Tom, you're out. It's not happening.
That went south quick. It is time for what we learned. There's a random dude in a gingerbread suit standing outside houses in Virginia.
And he is truly terrifying.
That is one of my favorite stories.
He's just standing there kind of pushing on the door, ready to break in, but not ringing the doorbell.
Just standing around looking.
Yeah.
And also there's a new spider that's coming from China that flies in the air on their webs for 100 miles.
Dun, dun, dun! You forgot your music.
That's a BS.
All right, I'm off to pet the spider, the wonderful Spider of Oz.
Enjoy. See you whenever. Yeah. Peace out.
Oh, by the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We have a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th. The park completely transforms itself into a classic winter wonderland. If you'd like to go with three of your friends or family, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. We'll take caller 25.
Can they bring their enemies?
No.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve Jones.
Steve Jones.
Hey, you're from the Sex Pistols.
Wow, that's cool.
You guys rock.
We didn't know you were listening. That's very cool. Tired of that comedy yet?
You will be.
You are caller 25.
Awesome.
You got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Hey, say hi to Johnny Rotten for me.
See, because the jokes keep coming.
I can't believe Steve Jones just called and won tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. That's amazing. I love
it. Not the same one.
Definitely my favorite Sex Pistols song right there from that guy who just won. I can't believe he won.
That's not the same person.
There's another Steve Jones in the world?
Turns out there's a lot.
That's freaky.
Imagine being one of them.
That's a fine excuse to play one of my favorite Sex Pistols songs, though.
That is true. We have a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th. If you want to be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, did I win?
Yes, you're caller 25.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Yes, you're caller 25. You got a family 4-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Thank you.
The inspiration for Aerosmith's Walk This Way, Young Frankenstein, opened in theaters on this day in rock in 1974. They went to see it, and when Marty and Gene said, "Walk This Way," they knew they had a song on their hands. Joe Walsh received an honorary doctorate of music from Kent State University on this day in rock in 2001.